Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome to Khadija's Cafe. I am your host, Khadija Stewart, and I am so excited to have you here this evening. What's in the cup tonight? Tea, coffee, sparkling juice, or something else? Let's get into it, family. Welcome, welcome to Khadija's Cafe tonight. Ooh, it's Q4, family. Q4. That means we are at the end of our business year. We only have December. Yes, we have to prepare for Q1 2024. And if you're a business owner out there, tonight you are in for a treat. I'm going to help you prepare for Q1. Listen in, family. Listen in. So tonight we are going to talk about that business rabbit hole. I have two awesome guests with me tonight. My team is joining me tonight, guys. My team at DJ CEO Suite, they're going to join me, and we are going to prepare you, get you ready and in the mood and mode, not just the mood, but the mode, not just the mode, but the mood of successful business for 2024. What do I mean by the mood, not the mode, right? The mood for business, and, you know, a lot of times, family, we work our businesses, we work our full-time jobs, or we do multiple plethora of things, right, even as multipreneurs or as full-time business owners and entrepreneurs. But guess what nobody ever talks about out loud? That mood of business. Q4 for a lot of people is a very struggling time. Business may not be as productive. Their energy level decreases. Creeps lower, right? Why? Why is the energy level creeping? It's that time of year, family. The days are shorter. It's colder outside, right? So there's a mood in business that we as business owners have to keep. And we're going to talk about that mood tonight. And then the mode. Are you geared up and ready to work hard and go forward? Or are you kind of just cleaning up some things and evaluating? And it's okay if you're doing either, right? Because there's a mood and a mode for business. We're going to talk about that tonight, family, when my team joins me. First, I want to get into that affirmation thought or quote, family. And it's kind of directly related to what we're going to talk about tonight. Once again, it's one of my posts from Facebook. Manipulation is not sales. Sharing value in a convincing way is. What do I mean by that? So, family, you ever signed up for something online, right? And you decided, you know what, this is going to be really, really good for my business, really good for my business. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to follow along the pathway, right? I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to click on the link. I'm going to sign up for the webinar. I'm going to get my free download, right? And I'm going to go into this training and I'm going to learn all that I need to learn to grow my business. That's usually not what happens. And unfortunately, a lot of times in business, when people are trying to sell things, they don't understand the difference in manipulation versus sharing, right? Sharing value. Manipulation is when you're offering someone something and you really don't intend to offer them a full anything, but you make the offer appear to be full. You guys know exactly what I'm talking about. How many times have you looked at an offer, and then once you look, we got into it a little bit deeper, or you actually paid for it and realized this is not what I thought I was getting, right? I'm not getting everything that they told me that I'm getting. So there's a difference in marketing and sales as to how you do that. Effective business owners and effective marketers know exactly how to sell you something without manipulating you. And we're going to also get into that tonight, right? Because it's very key and important to understand that when you represent your brand in business, that you're not representing a brand that's manipulative, that's sneaky, right, that's trying to get over on people. You have to represent a brand that's going to offer value. Literally just offer value. And there are so many different ways to do that. We talk about that in DJ CEO Suite. We talk about how you can offer value to your customer, right? So if you're selling a product, there's things you need to be looking at before Q1 comes into play. marketing, operations, and planning. And that's what we're talking about tonight, family. Marketing, operations, and planning. Just what is marketing, right? It's not the same as sales, whether you believe it or not. It's really not. And a lot of people don't understand that. A lot of people seem to think that when you're marketing to a customer, you're selling them. You're really not. As a matter of fact, the really interesting thing about marketing is that if, in fact, you're not sharing value in the marketing process, 9 times out of 10, you're not going to get a sale. You're not. Because that's the whole point of marketing, right? It's to share the value of your brand, share the success, share the what your brand actually communicates to people. Very, very, very important that we understand how to do that. And that's what marketing does. It's not sales. Marketing literally is sharing value, right? It's showing people exactly what you have to offer based upon what the value is and what you have to offer. Yes, family, tonight you are getting a free business training. So get your paper and pencils ready because I'm not going to be the only one on here tonight giving you all of this good stuff, right? I have my team coming on. And then there's that thing called operations. A lot of times, you know, when I do business plans for clients or if we're in a coaching session or a strategy session, you know, and I had a client I was talking with this week, and she's completed all of her standard operations and procedures. And she has her whole business planned out and organized. But the one thing that was missing was understanding how the operations functions, right? How does the business function on the inside? So, for example, if I'm selling something, how am I marketing it? We're going to talk about that, right? And then if I'm selling something, how am I going to actually manage the sale, that product before it gets to the market? What happens with that product? Actually, what happens from the very first time I talk to an interested customer? That's the key right there for operations. All of that is handled in operations. Sometimes marketing and operations can overlap, but to understand exactly what it is you're offering a customer, how you're going to produce this product or service for the customer, and then how, in fact, you're going to actually give it to them, right? How do you release the product to them? All of this is a lot more than standard operations and procedures. It really is. And then there's planning. Today, family, you know, I'm also a director by day of a non-traditional learning program, and I was with the children in our program today, our homeschool program. And I was teaching just this, target audience and marketing. And mind you guys, I'm teaching to 11-year-olds, 12-year-olds, right? I'm teaching them marketing. I'm teaching them target audience. It is not an easy concept to always understand and to get effectively, but once you understand one key factor, marketing becomes so much easier. And my 10, 11, 12-year-olds, they actually got it today. And it's that PP concept, right? Pain points. What are the pain points that you are addressing and solving for your customer, right? And this is all a part of the marketing part. But I mentioned planning afterwards because, oh, goodness, how can you even market if you don't have a plan? How can you organize and deliver a product to your customer through your operations if you don't have a plan? Right? So within the business plan, that's exactly what we go over. That's exactly what you're going to dig deep into. That's what you're going to pull apart. That's what you're going to shred, right? You're going to really just get down to the heart of what your product and your service is, what the value is, and how that product or service is actually solving a problem. That's your marketing, that's your operations, and that's your planning. So tonight, I want to talk about that with you guys, right? Remember, here at Deidre's Cafe, that's what we talk about, business and scholastics. So tonight, it's important that we really delve into the marketing, operations, and planning part because there's so many businesses out there that are running their business, they're selling their products, and then they come to this fork in the road or they come to a hump. And they really don't understand why. And then this is when they have to go all the way back to the beginning and work their way forward by making a what? A plan. right? And we want to try to avoid that. So Q4 is a perfect time for us to look at our marketing and our operations and our planning and decide what things do we have to fine-tune, what things do we really need to go back to the research, right? We need to go back into the books and research a little bit. What things do we actually need to think about when we are offering a product and a service with a pain point, right? What is the pain point? Are there new pain points? Are there old pain points that no longer exist? I'm going to give you one example of evaluating the pain points. Artificial intelligence, right? AI, it's changed the game for business. It really has. And what it has actually done is it has redefined pain points for some businesses. Because what's happening is, as opposed to a business having to sit there or a business owner having to sit there and build all of these ideas from scratch, you're going to have artificial intelligence that's going to help you, right? But maybe what you were building from scratch actually addressed a pain point of your customers. What do you do now that artificial intelligence can replace you addressing that issue? Really interesting. It's really interesting. And you have to evaluate these things. Family, we cannot start a new year in business if we haven't taken time to evaluate. And it's interesting because, you know, it does not matter what industry that you are in, right? It's always a time for evaluation. I tell my clients, every business owner should have a time period throughout the year in which they're taking a pause. And if you cannot take a pause in your business, you are not ready to be in business. Because that's part of the planning process, right? You have to plan for downtime. And downtime for a pause is actually, I don't call it downtime. I actually call it empowerment time. Because what happens in this pause time is you're able to reflect. Right? I made a post today. You're able to compare, right? Compare what you're offering to what's being offered in the market. And if you don't take this pause to do this, you're going to find yourself in that business rabbit hole, right? And we're going to talk about just what is a business rabbit hole, family. What is it? You know, I went on the internet, and I researched and I looked up business rabbit hole, and I went to AI and I looked up business rabbit hole, and I don't agree with any of them. So they found positives in the business rabbit hole. For me, a business rabbit hole, it can be a positive, but you have to know how to navigate. Just like in Alice in Wonderland, right? Alice went down that hole. She figured out how to navigate at the end. And that's why we're here tonight, family. I don't want you to figure out how to navigate at the end. I want 2024 to be this beginning of navigating a business in a space of confidence, in a space of collaboration, and in a space of groundedness as a business owner. So within my business coaching programs, I've now begun to offer work-life balance coaching. Because what I'm finding out, there's so many business owners out there that are doing the daily work, and they're doing it, and they're doing it, and doing it, and then they're finding out that their personal lives aren't together. Their thoughts aren't together. They become unfocused and can't figure out why, because that work-life balance piece is so important. So I'm no longer teaching my clients just how to organize their businesses. I'm no longer teaching my clients how to empower their teams just doing that. I'm no longer just teaching my clients how to plan their businesses. I'm also teaching my clients how to employ work-life balance, how to make sure that the whole business owner shows up every single time. Fatigue, depression, stress, financial worries. These are all the roots of businesses shutting down. The statistics will tell you, the internet will tell you that it's because the businesses didn't do this and the businesses didn't do that. And yes, those are some very key reasons why a business may fail. But the one thing that no one talks about is the impact that all of that has on the business owner. And quite honestly, a stressed out and unfocused A fatigued business owner is someone that is really, 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 really teetering on a dangerous place. Because you can do more harm to yourself than good in business if you're not taking care of yourself as a business owner. If you're not scheduling your business, right? There's, you should not be just picking up the phone randomly, answering phone calls, and managing your business like that. You just shouldn't. Why? Because your psychological effect of having to pick up a phone call, respond to a client, stop what you're doing, and do all of the other things as a CEO that you do, it's not realistic. And it's not realistic for success. Success looks so rosy when we as business owners have taken a deep look into who we are as people and how we're going to exist. So, family, it's that time. My team is on, and they're ready to get started, right? They're ready to join us as we break down marketing, operations, and planning in Q2 2024. So, callers, who do I have joining me now? Are you there, caller?
Hi, this is Cora Williams.
Good evening, Cora. How are you?
Great, and you?
Thank you for joining me tonight. You've been here before, but I wanted you to come on tonight as my team member because, you know, we've been doing some things behind the scenes, right?
We have.
We've been building some things. And I really want you to come on. I first want you to come on. I want you to introduce to the family exactly, and we've talked about this, what give me three pain points that you saw for your for clients. Give me three pain points.
The three pain points that I address is how they, what's the process in their business,
mm-hmm.
how then do they either decide to keep moving forward with it or how do we change it, and then what is our plan to action to implement it. You have to have a plan. And it's more than just having some steps. So we kind of go through, we dig a little deep.
Hold on a second, Cara. I think our other team member is joining us. Are you on your Siri yet?
Hello?
Good evening, Siri. How are you?
Can you
hear
me?
Siri. Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. I didn't know if I pushed the bright button.
Yes, Cora is on the line with us. Good evening.
Hey, Cora.
Yay.
Hey, girl.
So Cora was explaining her three pain points that she addresses in the operation side of things, right? Because we're getting ready for Q1 2024. We're looking at marketing,
right.
We're looking at operations, and we are planning. So Siri, you as the marketing guru, Mark Maestro, what three pain points did you address?
Yeah, I just had this conversation with a client over the weekend. What I find is that a lot of first-time entrepreneurs, when it comes to social media, they have no idea on how to use their social media to their benefit. They just think it's, you know, post the pretty pictures and that's it. So we discussed, you know, creating a campaign, creating your post, how to effectively use hashtags, what's the new trends. But the pains that I address is really logging on, making your first post, regardless of, you know, whether you know what you're doing or not, just post something. That's the purpose, right? And speaking to them about the algorithm.
That algorithm. We're going to switch back and forth to marketing, right? Because we're going to get into actually cleaning that back office today. That algorithm. That has been, hasn't it? How do we keep up? How do we keep up? Cora, I want to get back to operations with this. So Siri addressed things that, you know, business owners are scared to do with social media. What are they kind of unclear about with that operations piece?
So what I am noticing is most business owners either don't know what operations what operations can do for their business, or they have operations, but now they don't know how that they can scale that operations to do a little bit more. So I tend to look at operations more as a science experiment. You kind of don't know what you don't know until you try something. So if you've never had a business before, you're going to be doing a lot of trial and error. You just have to go in with that mindset that there's going to be some trials and errors. But then you're going to also have to go into that mindset that FOMO, meaning that everything that works for everybody else may not work for you. Like, you have to – operations is something that you can't separate who you are from the business. Because operations is more than just – if you have a life event that happens in your personal – you now have to figure out how is that going to affect your business. Vice versa, if you have a customer that is now suing you and you now have to stop your business to solve this problem, it's going to affect you personally as well. So operations is not just putting some processes in order, but it's managing how your business goes from A to Z. And so I like to help them realize, like, I know you have this overall goal, and it's great. However, that overall goal does not happen overnight. So what are we going to do to get you to this goal? Because if you have a five-year plan, obviously you're not going to do the five-year. Some can do it in three, but sometimes it may take five. So what can we do to minimize some of the impact on this lovely science project so it's not a huge mess, but we can get some things moving?
That sounds, you know, that really explains and expresses the next thing that we're going to really get into the heart of it tonight, that business rabbit hole, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know, and you jump in. What's that business rabbit hole theory? What is a business rabbit hole?
That business rabbit hole is having too many ideas and trying to research all these ideas in one night.
Amen.
At 2 a.m. in the morning.
That's me.
Yes, that's me. Right? And I think that's really the creative side of all of us, right? I mean, if you're in business, you have this analytical side, and then you have this creative side. And so the rabbit hole, the business rabbit hole, is having all these ideas on how to make your business work, and you just have to get up and you just have to research it. And next thing you know, one link leads to another link, leads to another link. And it can be very overwhelming because you got all this information open and you're trying to absorb it, but you can't because it's just, you don't know, you know, where to place it.
Right.
And then you wind up not doing anything because you don't know what to do with the information.
So how do we prevent that from happening? Because, I mean, I need my business to grow. I need to be able to market it. I need to be able to figure out how I'm going to operate it. But how do I keep researching? How else do I figure out what I need to figure out? What strategy?
Right, you know. I think one, really taking that time, turning off the phone, turning off the TV, and just really think about, you know, analyze where your business is at. You know, are you still at the beginning stage? And if you're, you know, at the beginning stage and you have no business plan, no idea what's going on, then you need to start there, right? If you're in a medium grade entrepreneur, you have your business plan, you have your mission statement, you know who your target market is, you have a little revenue coming in, but now you want to grow, you need to really focus on, okay, what is going to make my business grow? That's going to be funding. It's all about the credit, the business credit, and the funding. And that is what you should, you know, focus on. So every owner has to take that moment to really ask themselves the hard questions. You know, it's the end of the quarter. You know, in December, I usually start, you know, gathering all my tax paperwork together, right? You know, what am I claiming? What are my expenses? You know, start going over the numbers. And, you know, when I look at, okay, this is how much I made, and I compare, for me, I compare my this year's numbers with last year's numbers. And
right.
So if it took a dip or if it's kind of the same, then now I need to go over that, like, okay, what was working, you know, in this month? In Q1, I was in the plus, but this last year and this year I was in the negative. Okay, what was working then? What was
right.
working then and what was not working now, right? So it takes a moment. Like every quarter, we should all really start look at our analytics and figure out, okay, are we hitting our market? You know, what's your goal every quarter? Every quarter, I'm looking to increase my followers. I'm looking to increase my income. How am I going to get there? Let me look at my numbers. What's working, what's not working.
Right. And it's interesting because a lot of times we think that the best time to do that is at tax time, right?
No.
It's too late. It's too late then. And Cora,
right.
help me out with strategies and frameworks, right? How do I, like, for example, right, I'm trying to focus on the operations, right, of my business. But I keep getting detracted, right? Because my priority, what am I setting as a priority, a strategic priority in operations? Does it even matter based upon what kind of business I have? Because I'm spending in terms
based on a, it's based on a few things. And it also is based on what level of business you're in. But I always encourage most of my clients to at least define their business objective. So what is your goal for that particular quarter? Then you need to assess what is your current operation. So based off of these goals, what is the process am I going to do to complete them? And then you need to identify your KPIs.
But back to
what you and Siri was talking about in the beginning, what business owners, no matter what level you're at, you need to consider the investments you need to make in your business starts with you. So you're going to
mm-hmm.
need some type of coach or mentor at whatever stage you are in. I don't care at this particular point, if you are just starting out, you might have to go the free route just to get you to know, for you to know what you don't know. You don't know. When I was green, I did everything free. I got whatever I could because I didn't, you don't know what you do. You have a lane of genius that you exude, but
mm-hmm.
then you need some guides to kind of help you out. Like, if you never cut a grass before, you're not just going to go and get a lawnmower and say, let's mow this lawn. You're going to be like, I need somebody to show me how to do this. So
mm-hmm.
operations is, if you've never started a business, you're going to need somebody to set that roadmap for you unless you have a background in operations or in – there are certain
right.
areas in your business you can't go blindly. I
mm-hmm.
will be honest, if you set it up wrong, operations is the closest thing to the foundation of your business.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't care
yes.
what you do.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't set that foundation correctly, when that house falls, I can guarantee over 75% of the reason why it fell was there was something wrong in the structure. And 9 out of 10, it's normally in the operations, whether you
mm-hmm.
didn't level up or you didn't have them right. So if this is such a big aspect and a big component of your business, why wouldn't you want to ensure that you do it right the first time than having to come back 5 and 4 times?
Mm-hmm.
You know, with marketing to a certain degree, but this streamlines everything.
Corey, you know, we never do things the perfect way, right? Because
mm-hmm.
that's just, we're human, right? We
that
do
is
things
so
the
true.
Way, right? So what I want you in theory to give
us personal experience. I'm saying to you guys, the personal experience, I'm telling you, that business
yes.
thing is important. That marketing strategy is different. Like, yes, there are some times where you just have to post because if you're anything like me, you're like, it's not perfect, I don't want to do it. So Siri encourages me all the time, like, just do something, like, do one.
just do it.
To know who you are.
But
this is the reason why the three of us is so great, because you need that business plan to know where the vision is going. You need the operation so you can have the structure. And then now with the marketing, you can go out and say, I have my plan, my structures are in place, and now I know exactly what I can do, so here I can present myself to the world. So you're not making more of a mess for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you pay. So I'm just going to keep it real. This is the reason why you pay more when you mess up. If you ever notice why they seem a little bit high, because they know that they have to go back and clean up some of the things that you didn't, that is not quite right. So we're saving
mm-hmm.
dollars in the long run.
Mm-hmm. And headaches.
So now
Amen.
We've got
the headaches.
Now that we have everyone in the mood and the mode for Q1, I want each of you ladies, if you can, just give me one technique or tool that you would recommend for someone that's like clean, getting marketing and operations together for next year.
One tool that I think in as far as marketing, Canva. If you're not using Canva to create your carousels, your reels, your videos, your stories, and you're not using it to schedule your posts, you're missing out. You're creating chaos in your life. You have to get on Canva.
I want to talk to you guys a few minutes because we have a few minutes more. And Cora, I'm coming back. Don't you didn't get off the hook. There's so many people out there, and I have clients all the time, and I know you guys know them. We talk about them all the time. They do just the free stuff, right? People who don't want to pay for any services. What do you suggest them? Like for Canva, for example, is a free version of Canva going to give you what you need?
Girl, get out my head, because I was just going to say that. Spend the money. It's all about investing in you and
mm-hmm.
investing in your business. The free stuff can only do so much. If you want to create great content, Canva has a free and Canva has a pro. You can
mm-hmm.
get by with the free for a little while, but if you
mm-hmm.
really want engagement, if you're really trying to be an influencer from an entrepreneur perspective, and you're trying to be a leader in your industry, you have to pay. You have to spend the money. You got to spend the money to make the money.
And once again, we always say that, right? You get what you
mm-hmm.
pay for. You
mm-hmm.
get what you pay for. And if you're not paying anything, you should not expect to get anything in return.
Correct.
Cora, give us a technique or a tool for operations. Because, you know, there's such a – sometimes for business owners, operations is such an untangible concept because they're thinking, oh, it's just a document, right? People think of operations as just a document. But give me some tools or techniques that really make it more tangible.
Okay. So I know operations is sometimes the boring part, so I'm going to do a two-for-one. So if you are one that I don't want nobody to hear my voice, I would recommend Scribe. So what it'll allow you to do is as you're doing your day-to-day transactions that you in the future desire to delegate out, it will go ahead and record it as you're doing those steps. Yes, there are. It is not perfect. You need to go back. It's like ChatGPT. It's not always 100% perfect. Please go back and reread the steps. Or if you have a VA or a family member who loves doing stuff for you, have somebody test that for you. However, if you're one of those ones that is like, I ain't got time to do all that, please go ahead and also you can use Loom. Loom allows for you to record, and you can they have inside of Loom where it'll do a transcription for you, so you get a 2-for-1. So however you deem fit, whichever one is easier for you, they both have a free version so you can try it out. Here's my thing. I understand when you're starting out, free is all you have. And sometimes free is what you can do based off what you have. like they said, free will only get you so far. But it's the mindset that, for me, that I need people to understand. There's nothing wrong with free if that is all you have. But when you are able to afford the paid version, if you're using the tool, it only makes sense for you to then move up to the paid version for you to be able to use that tool to the full capabilities of what it can do. Think about it. You don't want somebody to come to your business only for the free. You want them to eventually invest. So if you think in the free mindset of I'm just going to get everything for free, then people are going to also look at your business in that mindset as well. So think about it. The habits that you build in your business, whether you realize it or not, is going to become a mindset for you in your business. So you can't always be free and then expect that people are going to come and drop thousands of dollars, because at some point the mindset needs to match. However, nobody goes into business to work alone. So I need you to understand, you are trying to prepare for you to transition out of your business. Free ain't going to allow you to transition out. So you can't be free. But then that means you're going to be considered your life sleepless night. So if you want some actual sleep, I'm going to need you to pay for something so that you can actually get real SOPs and processes so that you can hand it off to your team for them to be set your team up for the same success you want in your business. So mindset is key. If you're not going to set yourself up right, then how can you expect to attract the right people? You're not going to even attract the right clients because you're already going into the mindset of, whatever I throw, however it works out, it's going to work out. But I do understand I started off free. For me, I had to start off free because I ain't know nothing about a business. But when money started coming in, I upgraded.
We all started off free. We all did, right?
Don't want them to stay there.
Sometimes it's a must. But you know what happens is, I'll never forget one time I was on a consultation. I think I was looking for either someone in marketing or a virtual assistant. And we're on a Zoom call, and the Zoom call cut off. And I said to myself, wow. And it wasn't because, you know, you can tell when it's just technology, right? But then Zoom lets you know when you use up your time. And that really put a few of them on there, right? So that free Zoom only goes but so far as well. And my thing is, Sam, you're in the middle of a consultation or a training, and let's say it goes over a few minutes. If you haven't paid for Zoom, it's going to log everybody off. Now you've just ruined your brand now, right? Because now you don't look like you're competent. So it's important. It's very important that we plan out. And this is why I say plan, because all that you talked about, Cora, and all that you talked about, Siri, we covered all in the business plan, right? And then what happens is, written your business plan, now you go see Cora, because now she's going to help you write your SOPs. Now she's going to tell you how many different team members you actually need. Now Cora's going to tell you what happens from the time the customer contacts you until they get their service. And how do you make sure that you get that customer again? Theory's now going to show you how do you let everybody know what your product is and where they can find it. Right? How do you brand your product? What do you present your product as? All of these are back office operations. Ladies, you have been, oh my gosh, I'm excited. December is for DJ CEO, so we're going to be doing a whole lot of things. But I want you guys each, as we close out really quick, I want you to take your time, though. Don't do it quickly, each of you. And I'm going to start with Cora. I want you to tell me what your goal is for our clients this year, which is one thing that you would like to see accomplished, and then where can they find you specifically if they're really interested in operations?
Cool. So my goal is for my clients to feel at ease knowing that the back end of their business is set up in a way that speaks not only true to who they are, but allows them the opportunity to grow in their business. So when they wake up in the morning and they see that this invoice was paid, they ain't have to worry. They're not, or if there's a mess up, they know exactly where to go to handle and to resolve the situation with ease, with less headaches, that now they can invest in the team. Now they can go and take that family trip that they've been looking for. Now that they can spend time reading the books that they then bought 5 years ago that still sits on the shelf. They have that, whatever that freedom is for them, they now have actual time to embody that. And so that's been very important to me, because I feel like there's too many people that are so heavily reliant on their business that they don't get that opportunity to breathe. They don't get to walk out and get their vitamin D. Like, their phones and their computers and laptops are forever with them. And so I want them to be successful and still have fun.
I love it.
So if you're looking for me, they can find me at my website, which is www.jlcecompany.com. And my business name is Jalace.
Jalace, great. And Cora is a part of one of our coaches for Digital CEO Suite. We are starting the Strategic Business Accelerator in December, and she will be helping you pull apart those SOPs and build those operation plans. Theory, tell us. One thing you want to see your clients do.
I want to see my client become successful. I want to see my clients become confident in creating their content and posting their content consistently. That's what I want for them. Because when you're consistent, that's where you're going to see the growth. You know, I mentioned the algorithm, right? And the way I try to explain it is, you know, it's a pole, a big pole, and you're starting out, you're the low man on the totem pole, low person on the totem pole. And so the algorithm is going to carry you up to the top. But the way to get to the top is using an effective effective way of using your content, hashtags, reels, knowing when to post, what to post, and posting every day and being consistent. That's how you're going to grow your presence on social media. And of course, the higher you are on that totem pole, the more the algorithm sees that you're active and that you're engaging, and they're going to start putting you in front of new customers and new followers, and you're going to start getting more business. So I want them to become confident in creating their posts and posting consistently.
Awesome. Where can they find you, Sierra?
I am all over the place. I am more active on Instagram.
Instagram
and TikTok. But Instagram, MuslimaBossNetwork.usa, they can follow me there and message me there.
Great. Ladies, thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining me. I am excited. Come December, we are going to be doing workshops, at least one, helping operations, marketing, and business planning. Right?
Awesome.
So ladies, thank you for joining me, and I will be talking to you guys soon. Very, very soon.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for having us. You all have a good night.
Thank you. You have a good night, too.
Bye, y'all.
Bye. Family, you guys heard firsthand from the operations and the marketing specialists, right? These are things you have together. These are things that you have to plan and organize. And you don't want to go down the rabbit hole of doing things over and over again and not accomplishing your goal. As Cora said clearly, hire a coach. Get a mentor. Don't do it alone. You're more than welcome to join us at DJ CEO Suite. And you can, DJCEO.padilla.com. That's our membership platform that we use. But I'll be definitely, you guys can follow me always on Instagram, Kate Stewart Consulting, or Facebook. And then we'll be posting all kinds of promotions. We have a really, really good one coming up for Black Friday. I don't want to give it away, but we're basically giving away this program. We're almost, right? Because we want to make sure the business owners are going into January 1, 2024 strong. they are. That is my whole goal in business, is to make sure that those who want to offer a product and service can do it in a strong, effective way, and they can survive as business owners, right? Because there's also that work-life balance piece as a part of this program that we're doing. Now, I want you to understand, after we've said all of this and we've done all of this, what is most important through all of it is writing your business plan. Family, if you have not written your business plan, all of the advice that Cora and Siri just gave you, it's not going to work, because you're still going to go down that rabbit hole. You're still going to be confused and lost because you haven't organized and planned. As I always say, family, brainstorm, organize, plan, then execute. Family, it's been awesome. Got to go to the shout-out corner right now. Oh, my goodness, Queen Sisterhood Society. Family, I have to give them a shout-out. It's an organization I'm a part of, but I'm not giving a shout-out because I'm a part of this organization. I'm giving a shout-out because these are women and people of the African diaspora that are investing, that are building financial wealth collectively. Family, at Queen Sisterhood Society, as women, you can build up and become a part of the Queen Sisterhood, or you can be an affiliate. So if you're a male and you want to invest, we own properties, we own hotels, we've invested in other Black businesses, and we've done it collectively. You're more than welcome to join us this Saturday at 12 p.m. if there's an Eventbrite. Look on my page. I'll be sharing it. Please, just come check it out and see. And if you're 18 or older, you can invest. In order to grow wealth going forward, family, it's going to take more than owning a business. It's going to take more than having a job. It's going to take more than having a bank account. It's going to take more than having stock. You have to have a very diverse financial situation to be successful going forward, family. You must. So check us out, Queen Sisterhood Society, 12 p.m. on Zoom. It's the interest meeting, right? You have one more interest meeting before February, before we close it out. But you can definitely join if you're looking to invest. Or if you don't even know anything about investing, this is the place to come, because there's financial literacy courses, right? There's health and wellness courses. There's business planning and personal development courses. All of that comes with this membership at Queen Sisterhood Society. So please check it out. I just wanted to drop that shout out because Renee Irvin, our Queen Sister CEO, oh my goodness, Madam Queen, she's done an awesome job over these years in building this organization. And I really think that it's an awesome place for those who want to invest and don't understand how to invest, to get your feet wet, to get started. As Cora said, you got to start somewhere, right? So start here. Start here with us. That's this Saturday. And then for free, family, also through QSS, amplifying digital satisfaction through customer journey enhancement. It's a free workshop that I am doing on Zoom. The Eventbrite link you can also find on my page, family. Come and get this. Get the information, right? Take advantage of it. I'm here to help. I don't help all year round for free, but I do help at the end. I help at the end of the year for free through the different organizations that I'm a part of. Family, thank you so much for joining me. I want you all to please take a pause through the holiday time so that you're not overwhelming yourself, so that you're not stressing yourself, so that you can be a productive business owner, a productive family member, a productive person. Family, have an awesome evening, an awesome November. It was my birthday yesterday, so I'm starting a whole new round around the sun, right? I'm starting and going hard. Have an awesome year, awesome end of year, and I will see you next month, family. And remember always, develop it just as it happened. Brainstorm, organize, plan, and then execute. Peace, family. Good night.